Hansel and Gretel. Meet Hansel. Gretel, the old woman. New words. A forest, noun. A breadcrumb, noun. Lock, verb. An oven, noun. Hansel and Gretel.
There's no food in the house, said Mum to Dad one day. Our children eat too much, and there's no food for us.
I know. I'm very hungry, Dad said sadly. Hansel and Gretel are bad children.
They can't live here any more, said Mum. They must go. Then we'll have lots of food.
But what can we do? We can't put them down the toilet, said Dad.
You're right, my husband. They're too big, answered Mum. We need a better plan.
Then Mum said,
I know. Let's take them to the forest, and we won't bring them home again.
Yes, let's do that, Dad shouted happily. We'll never see them again.
Mum and Dad said to their children,
Let's go to the forest. There will be lots of beautiful birds and flowers.
This is very strange, Hansel thought. We never do nice things together because our parents don't like us. Then he understood his parents' plan. He said quietly to Gretel, Mum and Dad will run away from us in the forest, but I'll put breadcrumbs on the ground. Then we can find our home again. The family walked for hours. They did not hear any birds, and they did not see any flowers. The forest was dark and cold. Dad said,
Children, stay here. Mum and I must go now, but we'll come back later.
Then Mum and Dad ran away quickly, and Gretel began to cry. It's okay, Gretel, Hansel said. Remember the breadcrumbs. But where are the breadcrumbs? I can't see them, said Gretel.
Oh, no, Hansel shouted. The birds are eating them. How will we find our home now?
Hansel and Gretel's bad parents were miles away now, and the children were sad and frightened.
I'm very hungry, said Hansel.
Then they saw a little white bird. It said to them,
Come with me. I know a nice, safe place. You'll be very happy there.
The bird flew, and the children walked behind it. Then they saw a beautiful white house, and there was a sweet old woman at the door. She said kindly,
Please come in, little children. Are you hungry?
In the kitchen, she gave them cakes and sandwiches and sweets.
Thank you,
the children said happily. Then the woman gave them some meat. It was hot and brown, and the children ate it quickly.
This meat is very nice, said Hansel. What is it?
It's a very special meat, and it's my favourite.
Eat more, children,
said the woman sweetly. Later, the woman showed Hansel a small building in her garden.
Go inside and look, she said.
Hansel walked inside, but then the woman closed the door behind him, and she locked it.
Help! Why did you lock the door? Shouted Hansel.
Stay in there,
the woman answered.
I'm going to give you lots of food and I'll make you fat. Then I'll eat you, because my favourite meat is children.
Gretel heard this and she quickly made a plan. She was in the kitchen and she opened the oven door. The fire inside the oven was hot, but Gretel shouted to the woman,
"The fire isn't very warm. Nothing will cook in the oven."
The woman walked into the kitchen.
"It must be hot because I want to cook my special meat. I'll look at it," she said angrily.
She put her head inside the oven. Quickly, Gretel pushed her. The woman fell into the big hot oven and Gretel closed the oven door. Gretel ran quickly to the building in the garden and she opened the door.
"We can go," she shouted to Hansel. "The woman is cooking in the oven."
"Well done," said Hansel happily.
"You're very good at cooking,"